Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Hated by All the Right People, Tucker Carlson and the Unraveling of the Conservative Mind is a nonfiction political biography and media analysis by Jason Zengerle. The book follows Tucker Carlson's long career through conservative journalism and television, from his early reputation as a sharp, relatively balanced writer to his later role as one of the most influential and polarizing figures in right-wing media. Rather than treating Carlson only as a celebrity commentator, Zengerle uses him as a lens for examining the broader evolution of American conservatism, the decline of older journalistic norms, and the incentives that have reshaped political media. The book is both a character study and a critique of the information ecosystem that helped elevate Carlson. It is especially concerned with how controversy, ideological flexibility, and audience capture can become tools of influence in modern media. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Tucker Carlson's transformation from editor to movement figure. A central focus of the book is Carlson's movement from his earlier life as a serious political journalist into a dominant partisan personality. Zengerle tracks the contrast between the younger Carlson, who was remembered as intellectually curious and willing to debate both liberals and conservatives, and the later Carlson associated with populist outrage and hard-edged political commentary. This transformation matters because the book is not simply asking how one man changed. It is asking what kind of media career rewards that change. Carlson's path suggests that visibility in contemporary politics often depends less on consistency or expertise than on the ability to adapt to the emotional demands of a shifting audience. By treating his career as a case study, the book shows how a journalist can become a political actor when media incentives favor provocation over restraint. Secondly, how conservative media rewarded escalation over editorial standards. The book argues that Carlson's rise cannot be separated from the changing logic of conservative media itself. Zengerle describes an environment in which outlets increasingly competed for attention by pushing more extreme stories, sharper ideological positioning, and more aggressive framing. In that setting, editorial caution could look like weakness, while outrage could look like authenticity. This is one of the book's most important insights because it explains Carlson as a product of an industry rather than as an isolated personality. The broader mechanism at work is the conversion of political commentary into a ratings contest, where success depends on capturing attention and keeping viewers emotionally engaged. Zengerle's account suggests that once this market logic takes hold, it can erode factual discipline and make conspiracy-minded or highly selective storytelling more attractive than careful reporting. Thirdly, Carlson as a window into the radicalization of American conservatism. Zengerle uses Carlson's career to explore how conservative politics changed over the last several decades. The book places him inside the larger shift from establishment conservatism to a more combative, nationalist, and Trump-aligned style of politics. Carlson becomes a useful lens because his own ideological journey mirrors that broader realignment. He did not just comment on the rightward turn, he helped embody it in television. The book shows how conservative argument increasingly moved away from policy debate and toward identity, grievance, and cultural conflict. That matters because it frames Carlson not as a fringe anomaly, but as a highly successful mainstream expression of a transformed movement. The result is a portrait of conservatism in which media personalities no longer merely reflect political change. They actively shape its direction and intensity. Fourthly, the collapse of old journalistic boundaries between reporting and performance. Another major theme is the weakening of the line between journalism and entertainment. Zengerle shows how Carlson's career benefited from a media environment in which personality conflict and audience loyalty became more valuable than conventional reporting standards. This shift is important because it helps explain why polished presentation can coexist with weak factual discipline. The book repeatedly suggests that modern political media rewards those who can perform conviction, even when the substance is thin or misleading. Carlson's success, then, is not only about ideology, but also about style and packaging. Zengerle's analysis implies that once news becomes a form of continuous performance, the audience may come to value emotional certainty over accuracy, and the media system may increasingly select for hosts who can sustain that certainty regardless of truth. Lastly, a character study that also functions as media criticism, the book stands out because it is not only a biography of Carlson, but also a critique of the conditions that made him influential. Zengerle uses deep reporting to build a portrait that is detailed without becoming celebratory, and critical without turning into a simple attack. This balance gives the book analytical force. Carlson's personal reinventions are important, but they are never treated as sufficient explanation on their own. Instead, the narrative keeps returning to the political and media structures that enabled him. That dual approach makes the book useful for readers who want to understand both an individual and an era. It also distinguishes the work from more purely polemical books about Carlson, because it is interested in mechanism, not only judgment. The result is a more durable account of how media power is built and maintained in an age of polarization. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in modern American politics, journalism, media criticism, and the internal evolution of conservatism. Journalists, students of political communication, and readers trying to understand the rise of Tucker Carlson will find it especially valuable because it connects a single career to larger institutional changes. Its practical benefit is that it helps explain how attention-driven media systems can reward extremity, how partisan identity can outweigh factual discipline, and how a public figure can become powerful by mastering those incentives. Its intellectual value lies in showing that Carlson is not treated as an isolated villain or a simple provocateur, but as a revealing product of a broader political culture. Compared with many books about media personalities, it is more useful because it combines biography with structural analysis. Compared with more general studies of polarization, it is more concrete because it uses one highly visible figure to make the larger changes legible. That combination makes it distinctive within its category. If you would like to support Jason Zengerl, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.